Go.
Call everybody to order, or I'd like to welcome everybody to our April 6th meeting. Opening prayer, Reverend Snodgrass will lead us in prayer.
Yes, I want to thank the board for giving me the opportunity to do this. I greatly appreciate it.
I want to thank you for coming and donating your services.
Heavenly Father, we just come giving you thanks that we live in a country, Lord, that we can get together like this, Lord, where the citizens have an opportunity to come and meet with the government officials and just have some input and learn what is going on in our community. So we're appreciative of that. Lord, we ask that you will bless these trustees, Lord, give them the wisdom and the courage to make the decisions that best suits and benefits our citizens, Lord. We ask you to continue to pour out your blessing and safety for our servicemen and women that serve and are giving us this freedom. But we also ask that you be with our firefighters, our paramedics, our police officers, God, as they go out and do their job, Lord, on a daily basis. As we read the news, we know what kind of activities is going on across our country, God, and we just ask for your protective hand to be with them each and every day. Lord, we also ask you to be with our road department, God, as they're out there, keep them safe, God, for the job that they are doing to provide service to our community. We'll give you the praise and glory in your wonderful sweet name. Amen.
Amen. Everybody stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John?
Here.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Motion to dispense with reading the minutes.
Make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Motion.
I make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of March the 29th, 2017.
Need a second, please?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Bills and payroll.
Okay, resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves payroll in the amount of... I don't even have a resolution number. It's at the bottom.
It's 101.
101? Resolution 101. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves payroll in the amount of $110,768.81 and bills in the amount of $47,182.93, totaling $157,951.74. From check number 42601 to check number 42710.
Need a second. Thank you. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Other resolutions, I make a motion to approve resolution 17100. That's a dozer rental for $3,640. That's for the dozer you had up there when it tore the houses down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just letting everybody know it.
We sent it back. Mother Nature didn't get on our side there for a little while. I couldn't see leaving it sitting there when it just had all wet ground.
Okay.
Can't do anything with it. I'm pretty sure that, and I'm going to touch base on that in a minute. The rest of the reclaiming, I'm pretty sure we can do with the backhoe, on a smaller two lot.
Okay.
Robin, is that last dumpster out there? Okay, because I know there's people putting stuff in.
Yeah, there's cars.
I took a picture of it.
Trash and stuff in it.
We're working on that.
Okay.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I make a motion to pass resolution 17102. This is, this is supposed to be amending a resolution, and so I'm not, that's not correct what we have here.
Aaron doesn't know, and Melissa wasn't here to help.
That's the same, he's already approved that action.
Did we not give them permission for?
We're going to amend resolution, but I don't have that resolution number.
Can we add it later?
We need to add that later, and so 102 is not going to be used. Resolution 102 is not going to be used.
So we'll wait?
Well, we won't. Yeah, we'll use it some other time, but we don't need a resolution to amend a resolution, do we?
Okay, yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're doing is maybe Dan, they're wanting to amend our resolution. We gave them a resolution to clean up areas of the township that overlapped the city and other areas of township, and this is in right-of-way. It's not private property. This is in the right-of-way. And I think they're talking about Wilson Road up around Snoco, some other areas of the township. And what they needed to amend this resolution, that they are going to take care of the Georgiaville Road Islands. You have any idea what time you will start on that?
Next week.
Next week. So you'll be mowing and everything starting in. Okay, so then Jim will be out of it. Okay, if you need anything, holler.
I'll need a discussion. Now, what happened before? Because we were at this very point before, and it came down to we couldn't do that because of the way that ODOT said that we couldn't get the permission and et cetera. We said, okay, this is the amendment that
this is what City of Columbus.
Right. But we this is why we are amending the one that we had before. So for this one, I need to be clarified that we have the okay that we're able to go in there and do that.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Part of the reason that I'm here tonight is after the meeting to talk about that very thing. And it's just a minor detail. I don't know whether we're putting the cart before the horse or vice versa, but the people that we have to get permission from for our MOU memorandum is the county.
We don't have that.
We need yours first or theirs first. I'm not sure.
We're talking Georgiaville Road now. That's the county.
Yeah,
right.
That's the county, and right. We don't have that yet. We've applied for it again, but we don't have it yet. So technically, we can't get on there.
So what you're asking today is for us to say yes, that it's okay for us to do that, but we're not giving you clarification to go do it without the counties.
That's correct.
You see, I'm not sure that you would need the county to work on the islands, because the islands are our responsibility.
That's true, but the jurisdiction is still the county.
So to be on the safe side of it, yes.
Yeah, that's why we did it before.
Right.
And it's just to be on the safe side. That way we have the consensus.
Right, okay.
And so where were we at with before there was protocols that need to be put in place with, let me finish if I may, with safety as far as having an officer there when you're in the mediums and things of that nature. So where are we at with as far as your protocol? I mean, I don't have anything protocols of what you're going to be doing, and we're here ready to vote on this to say, yes, you can do it. So really, we are putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable saying yes to something. I don't even see the protocols of what we're going to do. Or if the chief, is he in there? Oh, there he is. So I don't know if that's something that we have to have an off-duty officer or an officer. Just one second.
Oh, no. I'm just...
I got you. So I don't know if these are issues that we need to follow up to say, in order for the township to say yes, you have to be able to do X, Y, and Z first. So I really can't... I'm not comfortable giving a second or voting yes unless I see all the protocols that we have to go through to do that. Mr. Stevens.
To put some clarification to it, the only time that we would have needed the law enforcement there with us was when we were tearing everything out of the islands and going everything and gutting the islands and getting ready to be removed now. Now that ends up working because we've already got the authority because we're under contract.
We have protocols already.
We have the contract with the county to mow the islands, which we've done for.
Now this contract, have we ever signed this contract? I don't recall a contract.
It's been signed for a long time.
Okay. You know,
this was done with Pat with a prior
4 years ago.
What Dan would need to do is the only stipulation that Dan would have to stick to, which we've talked about before, is you just have to make sure you've got the ODOT. And this is where ODOT comes in because we're all governed underneath that proper signage.
Right.
As long as he has a proper signage placed at both ends of those islands and he's floating them with him as he's going, then he's covered. But okay. You don't, when we would go up there and mow them, we don't have to have police presence, patrol presence, right. Anywhere if we're doing it. We just have to make sure we've got all of our signage to protect us. Now, the liability is where the liability, I'm not really going to be so sure on that. I know we're covered under our contract. I'm thinking with you giving Friends of the Hilltop permission to do so, you've kind of transferred that
to them.
Have we talked to Brocious in regards to this before we...
I have it. That's a button on my paper.
I think we need to, and personally myself, you've explained a lot, and I love the fact that you'll be able to, everyone wants to see those islands cleaned and everything like that, but there's just some unanswered questions. You answered a lot of them, which I appreciated, but like the liability end, we have to check to make sure that the liability, is it on us, or who is it on?
I think
can I chime sure. in a little bit? First of all, I think the real issue is to get the consensus between the county and the township. We have insurance bond with you and with the county. That covers the liability of the issue. Jim has given me signs. He gave me signs last year. I got signs for both ends.
And I have a copy of their insurance.
So we have the signage. There's a confusion between West Broad and this. This is the simple part. Georgesville Road is the simple part. I'm going to get into the complex.
And the only reason the place was there was when we completely redone the street.
Because we were there for a longer period of time.
You were using the Bobcats. You were using
the lanes off because we had the machinery.
Right. Using dump trucks, Bobcats.
I can't hear both. I am trying to hear him. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had the equipment on the site, and at that time we had to close off a lane. When you have to close a lane off, you need police presence.
Sure.
We don't close off a lane when we're mowing. We just, tell people they're mowing. Says the sign says mowing minute work, and that's all that's required under the signage. The thing that I think we need to also understand is that what we're asking for is also to allow our insurance company. We have to file that MOU, that right. resolution right. with them, so it's right. on file. Right. So they know where we are. I mean, they have to know where we work. That's part of our arrangement with our insurance company. That was one of the reasons I think Bill explained that to you.
Right. And that's already, the actual resolution for everything else has been done.
Yeah,
and this is just adding the islands to it, which is just another
yeah.
piece of ground.
The other thing, too, if you want to do this, you could hold out the mowing part until we get to county.
I would feel comfortable
okay.
with that.
Yeah, and then the rest of that, if you want to leave that in, that's picking the trash and cleaning the that little island we do, coming down the hill onto from Wilson onto West Broad. We clean that in that area regularly.
I can't wait to see that and get that done, but I just want to make sure.
No, I agree with you. Err on the side of caution.
Right.
I agree with you. We do not have that from the county yet. So technically speaking, the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart.
Exactly.
I don't know. We have to have from both.
You've got to get it from one or the other.
That's
you
right.
got to make any difference who you get it from first.
That's what. Yeah, I don't think
you go there
is,
and
I'm
ask.
Not
you
sure.
Just go.
I'm not sure. I would agree with him to some point that the resolution would include and exempt that particular mowing of Georgesville Road
until we get clarification.
Until clarification was given as to.
And it has to be looked at our attorney to see what all aspects, make sure we're correct on everything.
Well, it'd be pretty simple, really, if you think about it. We can just add to the resolution that.
Yeah,
the agreement contains a hold harmless agreement in respect to Franklin Township, and just put it out there, and from the standpoint of the agreement or anything, just have it worked out where you folks can sign it that you've accepted it that way.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying
and that would
that,
just take care of the whole thing, really.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's just like with, I'll get into that in a minute. What we deal with is trying not to make people mad.
Right.
Everybody likes to be informed.
I don't think that'll make the board mad.
Well, I don't want to get
somebody else mad.
The county engineer mad at us too.
Okay.
I can work with Don and you guys. I don't have real problems. Jim and I work together all
right.
the time, but I just, it'd be strange if the county said, well, how come you, you know what I mean?
The township won't give it to you, right?
Yeah.
So I think we need to go ahead and do it myself.
Yeah, we're just going to add islands, correct?
One more thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
The whole not harmless, what you're talking about, Ralph, on top of your bonding and insured, like what I had with my own company.
Right.
That should cover everything as long as in your writing that you're putting together, you exempt the township from any liability whatsoever. They're almost going to be like a, and I really hate to use this word, a subcontractor down there on those islands.
Right, pretty much.
And that's all in the first one.
Right.
It's all in the first one. We're just, all we're doing is adding the words to add islands.
The way that that contract reads, and I've dissected it, the way that that contract reads, if by chance, because we are totally responsible for the islands in a right-of-way structures.
Right.
The mowing, the structures, the light poles. If by chance somebody was to go down Georgesville Road and
take out
a bunch of light poles, it's now on our responsibility to hire
somebody,
a subcontractor
to their liking.
And that's the thing, because the county, even though we've got somebody in there to do it, if the county didn't like the way that it was done, then it falls back on us again. Mm-hmm. So I think as long as you do the...
Right, because if I remember, I've read that contract. In the contract for the islands, 4 years ago, I was sitting here, and that was right when I came on. I know I never signed for
it. This was before. This was something that was pushed through in a 12th hour with the previous board.
Right. Even the islands?
Yes, and that's what.
And we have a copy of that, because I'm certain that I understand, you're right, the Georgesville was pushed through in the 12th hour because I was sitting right there, but the islands were not.
Yes, it is.
That's what it was, John.
Full maintenance.
It's a blanket. It was the islands.
Okay.
The full maintenance of Georgesville Road.
The islands, the structures, the light poles, the trees. That all got
okay, because I definitely know the one went through that special meeting at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I was here for that.
I got very nervous because that falls back on us.
Right.
And I'm looking at substantial cost if anybody goes down through there and does unfortunately take out light poles, trees, which we've got a couple we've never replaced.
So have we had Brocious look at this agreement as far as, because a lot of it is in the way the language. We can sit here and say, okay, I'm going to sign this. But if it's not signed and the wording isn't correct, it's not worth the paper it's written on. I think we're rushing too quick on something that we're going to have people in the middle of the island. I grant it that it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. I think we need to pass the other one first, run the other one by Brocious, and then the next meeting pass the other one. That's my personal opinion.
We've already made a resolution and passed it to give them permission to work in the township.
Correct.
On other areas.
It just wasn't in the islands that we're trying to put a dollar.
It wasn't specific.
Right.
It wasn't specific.
The only thing you want to do is add the islands to it, so there's no difference.
To the verbiage.
To the verbiage.
Just add to the verbiage.
It's just adding.
It's just adding. You've already...
Excuse me.
To include.
Go ahead, Dan.
I understood when we originally had this resolution put together.
Right, you were going to
that we were actually, in the word subcontractor, actually we are in state working for you guys without pay. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Okay? Because it's kind of a volunteer act.
Right.
All right? So we are you for all intents and purposes. In order to make sure that you are covered, we have insurance and bond to protect the township.
Right, and you provided all that. Mm-hmm.
And that same arrangement is with the city of Columbus, the county, and the state, all of them. Exactly. It's almost verbatim. John, I see your point, because now what you're saying is we're adding a specific thing that wasn't in the original document. And you want to check it out. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing that I'm not an attorney, and I don't play one on TV.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying I understand why.
Right. I just think that the fact that, one, when we first originally did this and we got the information in and we gathered it, and I know in my personal business and things of that nature, when something doesn't work out when we originally did it and we gave the okay or et cetera, you can't go back after a period of time and say we're just going to go forward without it being fresh and new, current up-to-date deal versus just
piggybacking on something that never even came to conclusion. So my concern is, I'm all for it, but I just think that we need to definitely have our attorney take a look at it, because that's what he gets paid to do.
Just get a second set of eyes on it.
That's all I say. I'm 100%
table this
for you.
Table it?
I think so.
No problem with that.
It's up to the other two.
Okay, I put tabled. Okay, next one.
If everything goes, looks good the next time, passes the smell test, I'm all for it.
And I'm, my two cents.
You want to talk while we're on this subject about?
Sure, okay.
The other issue is the West Broad Street medians and right away to the south and the north. We got an okay from the state of Ohio last November after 3 months of saying, where is it? We applied for it in August. They work rather slow. But we finally got it, and it says this basically, that we must propose specifically what we do out there. They approve it, and then we do it. Now, we have to find funding to do it, and it seems that we have found some funding to do it.
Okay.
And so I'm here tonight to say, and after the meeting, I would like to meet with you guys. The City of Columbus Development Department is willing to give the township some money this year to take care of that out there, okay? Now, we don't know the exact amount. They just recently told me what they were expecting and how to put the proposal together. I have not had a time to talk to Don. I did about a week ago talk to you about it, but I didn't have the details. But now I have details. So I'd like to go over that with you guys, which could be also thrown into this resolution if it works out.
Right.
That way you can kill, you know,
all, everything in one stone. Everything's fresh and starting new.
I think Broad Street would put on a separate resolution, though, myself. I think it'd be on a separate resolution. Because that money's coming from a different source.
That's true.
And I did run this by Bruce a little bit, and it's very technical and very... We'd have to watch how they do this, because if the city gives us money to give to you, you have to definitely be registered as a charitable organization. Are you a
501c?
We're 501c.
Well, I'm not saying
nonprofit.
Nonprofit. This has to be charitable, like Boy Scouts and that type of stuff.
No, we don't.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be registered
as a chapter.
Listen to it. You have to be registered as a charitable organization for us to just give you the money to do the work.
Well, it won't be that way, though. Here's how it's going to work, the way I understand it. Like I said, I didn't have details before. What they're going to do is basically advance money against a future jet out there. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be an advance to the maintenance of that area out there through the jet that you guys are working on, and that's how it'll be given to the, it won't be given to Friends of the Hilltop. So technically speaking, you can orchestrate that money. That's why we have to give you a bid. We have to propose to you what the cost is. In other words, we're just not going out there to do that without, you know, it being part of a contractual agreement. Okay, but that money that you're getting from the city will come through as part of some arrangement with the future jet. That's what I was told by Mike Shattish.
So that changes a whole lot of issues that we need to just make sure how we structure
that's
it.
Right.
So there again, talking to Brocious.
Well, I said I need to talk to you about some of the details.
Right.
Okay.
Shem has something.
Let's see if I can get this right. And again, you're talking about the islands only.
No, they're talking about, you know, there were some beds to the south there at the shopping center that were let go. Now, Bob Evans stepped up and did theirs.
You're strictly talking...
The right-of-way.
But I'm saying grass, flowers, and that type of stuff.
Yeah, and the trees.
Right. He's
because
not talking about lights
say,
and that
that's
stuff.
One thing that we need to make certainly sure of.
Yeah.
Because with the maintenance agreement that the City of Columbus was wanting us, or ODOT was wanting us to go into, that this does not lock us into that agreement.
Correct. That's my concern. I don't want to sign anything that we're into. There's already two poles down right now out there. There was one down that they just put up.
But
And you figure those light poles, $20,000, $30,000 a piece, is already well over $100,000 in damage out there.
And we don't have that income coming in from that agreement.
Right.
Here's the thing, too. This is what I proposed to Bill this morning. I said, you know, we still have to clear with whatever we do before we do anything as part of our agreement with the state of Ohio on that permit, you know,
right,
to go forward.
Right.
So this information that I finally come to conclusion to have has to go through them. So the thing is, we need to have a meeting of the minds. We need to have Jim, John Rosserford, the city of Columbus, and everybody at the table, and that way we get everything straight, okay? And then we can move on and see how the direction and where the money trail is and so forth, because I think there's a lot of different entities involved here, but ultimately that's the state of Ohio's property.
Right.
No matter who takes care of it. It's still theirs to do.
Right. So they have to give you the okay of what
That's
you put
right.
in and what you do.
Now, we have a permit to go forward with the development of it, but they haven't given us final approval to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. You can do it, but you haven't got the approval to do. What I'm saying is, you can do it, but they haven't seen the plans, so you can't do it until they see the plans.
With this new information that you have and everything, I don't think that's going to be something that we can really settle or agree on tonight.
I think you need to have knowledge of it.
Right.
I think you need to know what the parameters are. So you can deal with it. You can have discussion.
Right, but what you're talking about now is altogether different than what we was talking about a while ago.
Yes.
We were talking about Georgiaville Road, that
right.
now is Broad Street.
Right. It's two
There's
different
two
entities.
Different things.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly need to.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on and make
resolution
a motion to
103.
Approve resolution 17-103. This is a resignation from Connie, one of our clerical help we had. She has resigned. And she is looking for work elsewhere.
Okay, we need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
And I don't know. I think unless it's flipped.
Yeah, I'll.
She won't be in tomorrow. So whoever gives her the check.
Aaron. I've already talked to Aaron.
Okay, to get her to sign that. Okay.
Okay, John. Okay. I mean, road department.
Okay, road department, Jim Stevens.
Jim Stevens.
I'm sorry. I was taking care of business.
Oh, okay. Jim Stevens.
Moving a little bit slow.
I'll All right.
A little bit here.
Yes, you may.
Now that we have wheels on.
Okay, first thing is accident.
Only had a couple things on the agenda for this evening. One of the big ones is we got two major things. Our backhoe, in January 14th, 2014, we put two new tires on the backhoe. This is something that we use daily. It's up and down the road. We put a lot of miles on the thing. It's not very time consuming to load her onto the trailer, which we're getting ready to sell, which I'll talk about that in a minute. We road this thing everywhere we take it, just because it's so much easier for us and quicker just to go and do what we need to do. But we're down to a point now where we're going to need to replace the back tires on the backhoe again. Getting 3 years out of a set of tires
that's
that are made
good.
For the dirt that are on the highway, that's doing pretty good. State tire came out last time and put the tires on for us in the shop. They took them off, they dismounted, they mounted new valve stems, made sure everything was working fine. I called them, I got a price on the tires now. I'm coming to the board just to let you know that it's going to be at an amount that's going to need a resolution. And with the discussions we've had here, I'd like to go ahead and put this number out here, get the board's approval to go ahead and move forward with getting these tires.
What kind of price?
They're going to come out here to pull them out?
They'll come out here and do like what they did before.
Okay.
The tires total for the dismount and the mount, new valve stems, clean the rims and get everything ready. It's going to be $661.50 a tire, so it's going to bring us
$1,300
and $1,323 total. one thing that they were going to charge us $75 for disposal fees, and I said, we've got a nice little township cleanup coming here real quick.
We can take care of them.
Take that $75 off, so.
Okay. Who's going to do it?
State Tire, the ones over outside of Valley View.
Yeah, the gentleman that is the manager lives on our street, lives beside Leo.
So if I could get the board's approval, we'll go ahead and move forward with this. And here's, we were talking earlier about getting rid of the dozer because Mother Nature kind of got it set there for almost a little over two weeks without being used because it was too wet. We have went up and I've looked at the two other properties that we still have that we need to do the reclaiming on from where I tore the houses down. Getting new tires on the backhoe will give us the grip that we need. I'm pretty sure we can clean these up with what we now have.
Okay.
So now
it's
also,
going to save us money from having to have a backhoe or a dozer.
Okay.
What about the
resolution?
I have a question. And then what about putting the back drag blade or whatever you call it?
I'm going to an auction next week out in London.
Okay.
Use the next one.
To look at getting that blade. I know I've already got it.
Is that worth
it? Seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
The tires are getting to the point that they're like this right now.
Right.
It's kind of dangerous on just even wet ground.
What about the front?
Fronts are great.
Okay.
Fronts are great.
Okay.
Go.
Resolution 17097, it resolved Board of Trustees that Road Department purchased two new rear tires for the backhoe from State Tire, not to exceed $1,400.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And I'm still going to talk with them on a price. I'm still going to try to work something out, maybe a little bit cheaper.
Anybody else that would be around cheaper?
Back when we put these on, Mr. Cook, we went ahead and I had contacted four different people that we use, Goodyear, Backbone Tires, and State
Tire.
Cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, and then their service charges to come out here to put them on were a lot higher than what State Tire is going to do it for. So they've treated us extremely well there.
Okay.
So.
Well, you just said you were going to check and see if you're getting a better price. I just.
Well, I was going to check.
I assumed
with them
that you've checked
see,
with others. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing we've got, we talked about it in our quarterly meetings. One of our zero turn mowers, which everybody knows, when we start doing Hospital 50 properties, we mow a lot of properties. We mowed 126 properties last year, and our zero turn mowers are used extensively. They're not used like normal grass would be where it's only about this tall. We're into it at a minimum of 8 inches now. The Bobcat zero turn mower that we got 7 years ago is to the point now where it's starting to really show its age and its wear and tear. I'm not so confident that if we put it back in as a mainline mower this year and use it day in and day out trying to knock these down, then we're not going to just finally crazy is going to happen, we're going to be down to one. We did some price checking. The mower, the other zero-turn mower that we had gotten through TNT over here in Hilliard was the Outlaw mower, 54-inch Outlaw mower. It's a lot stronger, bigger motor. It works extremely well.
That's the Outlaw, right? Or
that's
Bad Boy?
The one you like to ride.
Yeah.
So, what I've done is I went out and I priced this thing. It's a two week out. Once, if I can get an approval from the board and do what I'm going to propose, I would let them know because unfortunately we're going to be mowing in 2 weeks. I guarantee you that. We already got properties. We've got pictures up for to keep an eye on. A new 54-inch Outlaw mower, a heavy duty Outlaw mower, costs us $6,549. It's pretty much the same that we paid for the one prior. That we got, I think we got that one 3 years ago, and it works wonderfully.
So the price is pretty much in line with what we paid 3 years ago. That's great.
And that was a deal that they gave us when I was talking to them. What I would like to propose to the board and to Mom, the fiscal officer, would be to float me a loan for the $6,549. To the end of the year, because knowing
Last year we did like $38,000 with House Bill 50.
Well, I'm saying this will take House Bill 50.
It will pay for itself this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would feel more comfortable if I can float that loan from mom to the end of the year. That's going to make my budget work a little bit better instead of taking that big hit all at one time.
And we can pay
it. Any idea on a trade-in or sell it outright? I mean, trade-in, you usually come out on the short end. So if you can sell it maybe on gov deal or just sell
it as a backup.
This goes into segue to my next part. Every Friday, Station 192, we end up, you know, my phone starts ringing at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get to mow over here for us today. What we would like to be able to do is take our 54-inch Bobcat that we've got, leave it at Station 192. That way they have that mower up there. We'll still keep the maintenance and everything up on it. And these guys do a great job helping us do that. But it would be there for a backup. If something was to happen to one of ours we now have, that is a backup.
For what we would get
out
of it.
They need to take better care of it, though, than what...
Well, we've got that. I've talked with Chief Marsh and Jazz, and we've got that pretty much back under control, so we're good to go.
Okay. For what we would get in a trade-in, it wouldn't really be that much on a mower that's 8 years old? 7 years old.
We wouldn't get much out of it on a trade-in.
Well, that's why I said trade-in, you'd get the short end, so you either sell it outright or...
And we really can't sell it outright. We would have to take it
get to a bid.
Deals and bids, right. And that just doesn't work out because I'm finding
I'd be in favor of it.
Okay. Resolution 17098, be it resolved, Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board authorizes the road department to purchase a new mower from TNT, not to exceed
$6,700.
$6,700 and keep it covered.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you,
John. With the understanding the bomb's paying for it until the end of the year. Right.
I'll take it out of House Bill 50.
Right, that'll work.
And a box of donuts.
Okay, I'll give you...
I'm not allowed to eat those anymore.
Sugar-free cookies.
Okay.
The last thing that I've got, and it wasn't on the agenda, but I want to kind of touch base with it specifically since Chief Welsh is here. We had talked about this since we are getting ready to go into our mowing season. Last year, I played it by ear. We tried to do the best that we could. We talked about part-time help. I got a funny feeling just watching how things are starting to play out within the township. We're going to fall into that to where we've got... Last year, we completely neglected our crack seal program, which a crack seal program takes a lot of time.
Right.
It takes a lot of time. I can't neglect that this year. We're definitely going to need some sort of help when it comes to doing this mowing, specifically if we end up with 125, 126 properties again. For a summer, I mean, you're doing a bunch all week long. We had pondered the thought about possibly using some of the firemen on their off days because they're already within our system. We have everything here. I know I checked in Jackson Township, actually did this exact same thing before. I just want to delay this. We don't need to make any kind of decisions. I just wanted to lay this back and put it in your ear again. I know Jimmy needs to check into a couple things and see how this would actually work out.
Yeah, the only question I got for the board is workers' comp, and are you allowed to pay them a lower rate working for a different sub-department than what they're already in?
So, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, those are some of the questions I would have. And yeah. You've got to set a lower rate for sure on pay. Right. There's no question.
You know, they would more than likely, because the way that our contract reads with summer help, part-time help, they're brought in at our starting rate, our low rate.
Okay.
And we have been hit up every day. I know that we've got the support from the firemen, because now that we're getting close, they're asking.
Right.
What is that rate, you know?
$14 an hour.
That's reasonable.
And our budget could handle that.
Yeah, okay. You won't be mowing the park this year.
No.
You won't be mowing that.
The big 7 acres sold.
The 7 acres You will not be mowing that this year. With the possibility you won't be mowing the islands this year. And there's a possibility you won't be mowing Havenwood Park.
I'm okay, but see, those are all extras done.
Right, I know that. But I'm just saying last year, though, you had to mow them.
Well, yeah, we mowed that 7 acres, and we did it, you know, about every 2 weeks on 7 acres.
So I'm just telling you, this year, you're not going to mow those.
But we're still going to be into a situation because we've neglected other duties that we needed to get done just because we really didn't have the manpower and the time to do so. That our roads are going to start taking a rather large hit. We have used more coal patch over this winter, patching potholes, and still haven't gotten everything caught up. I just wanted to put a bug in your ear.
I've already been thinking about it, really.
I have a question. Jim, if we do that, and the firefighters go out there, and let's say they twist an ankle and that's going to put them on health, on FMLA at their regular pay.
Absolutely.
That's what's going to hurt if one of them would get hurt.
That's absolutely. We have to check with the attorney.
Well, we'll just look at it this way. They're fired before they get hurt.
I know you paint curbs and the fire hydrants. Is that kind of stuff that you've got going?
We've got a list that's growing. We sit down and we have our Monday morning meetings, and our list is getting. We've got what we're calling our warm weather summer list.
Right.
And we are already through pages that we've got to keep going on. We have curbs that we need to rebuild over in Havenwood.
I would just hate to see somebody get injured and then you take them out of the fire department and then you put them onto a high rate.
All I'm doing is putting a bug in y'all's ear because it was something we talked about before.
Is that something that we could contract out, Jim?
I would rather not contract that out. Yeah. That's something I want to be able to keep with.
Prairie Township hires, I think,
part-time,
high school kids or even college students.
You would almost have to go with college students, somebody that's over the age of 18.
Right, that can do the work.
They bring in a bunch of summer help or high school kids,
right.
But they have to be supervised all day long.
Right.
So they
I would rather go with college kids or just part-time.
If we can't do the fireman thing, and I was looking at the fireman thing, on their off days, only because they're already in our system.
Well, I don't understand why we wouldn't be able to. I think we're putting too much emphasis is if they get hurt. If a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its rear. Meaning, half of these firemen already have other jobs that they do contracting work, they do roof work, and they do everything else.
And when they
cutting
do
grass, I don't think it's going to, you know, I think we're putting a lot of emphasis on how bad it could be.
But when they get injured on that job,
they're away from here
and don't get paid.
Right.
Yeah. Our BWC rate.
Well, everything goes through the roof. You're,
I agree, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's almost the same.
If you're looking at a risk factor, almost anything can happen. How many people have we had hurt cutting grass now?
Just you.
I bumped my knee.
Just you, John.
Yeah. Anybody. But it wasn't a claim.
Tommy got injured the other day. It wasn't mowing grass, but he got injured here. So you can get injured.
You can get injured.
Anyhow, we need to discuss that a little
bit. Yeah, later. I just, like I said,
okay,
it's
bug in the
ear. I don't want any answers. I just need to put the bug in people's ears. Okay.
You got on here about accident?
I wanted to fly out.
I do.
You say you got accident on here. Accident, mower, tires, backhoe.
You don't have anything?
I think the accident. Oh, okay.
Accident.
But the accident's going to fall underneath the buyer.
Well, we do the fleet safety and give it to the department.
What we've found, I don't think that the audience knows, here a couple weeks ago, Ron was in our 2008 F-550 on Brown Road, stopped with his signals on to turn left onto Little Avenue and got rear-ended by a lady, and it destroyed our salt spreader on the back of the truck. The tailgate, when the salt spreader jammed into the tailgate, it jammed the tailgate around. We brought the truck in, and after I got to looking at it, and I got to thinking that she got up in the rear axles, back axles of the truck, I wanted to go that extra mile to make sure that there was no damage done on that, and I'm extremely glad that I did so. I just got the truck back today. The axle was not over half of an inch out. the shoe, the pins that come down through the axle with the axle plates that holds the axle in place, and then with the U-bolts, it sheared the one off on the driver's side, which shoved that axle in.
Yeah, the car hit that set of tires.
So down here at Babbitt, they took it in, and they were able to replace the pin. They put the pin back, a new pin in. They put new U-bolts on the axle, and everything has been realigned. So as far as drivetrain goes, we're okay. I'm waiting to get their bill, and then I will further that on to our insurance company, because unfortunately the person, they need to go and discuss things with the person that hit him. So,
are they going to go after that person?
Yes,
to make
sure our adjuster, they're going to go after the lady that actually ran into the back of Ron. Okay. And Ron wasn't hurt, he just kind of bounced him around a little bit. And
this is her second or third time.
That's out of my...
Doesn't have insurance. And, yeah,
unfortunately. What we will do now, on Monday, Tommy and I will be taking the 550 to New Carlisle, Ohio. Kaufenbarger, who put the our new 550 together, unfortunately, the salt spreader that used to hang on the back of that truck, which I'm praying we don't have to try to even use tonight, but the salt spreader that used to hang on the back of that truck, they no longer make that spreader to go with the controller that sits within the cab of the truck. So we need to take it to New Carlisle, to Kaufenbarger's, and what they're going to do is they're going to take that pump that sits inside the cab, out, mounted in the frame, and then we'll just have the handheld controller like we've got on the new truck, because we can't match everything up to what we had from the two. It was a 2007 model put on a 2018, no longer made that. So as soon as on Monday, Tommy and I, first thing Monday morning, we're going to hightail it up to New Carlisle and drop the truck off. And then once they get that all done, then we'll be able to get everything put together to send it to the insurance adjusters.
Are they going to put a new spreader on the back?
Oh, brand new spreader.
Is there any parts on there that maybe we ought to hang on to or repair parts?
I had just rebuilt the spinner. I've had to put a whole new rubber spinner on it, a new hydraulic spinner motor on it. And when she hit it, she destroyed both of those.
Okay.
The hoses were going to be able to work on Kaufenbarger when she got into it and actually jacked the fuel lines and everything up. They're going to fix all of that when they get the spreader and everything off. So, you know, it's just something the insurance company, I've kept them extremely aware on what's going on and what's coming. So hopefully we'll get her all back and we won't have to use salt spreaders tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Any questions from the audience or road department?
I had a couple of things that I'll ask him there before we turn him loose. Big Run, what was the time?
Oh, you said that. I had it sitting here. I don't know, I only had two things, but they're good on and on. I have a pre-construction meeting this coming up Wednesday on the bridge on Big Run, where the county's going to come in and take that bridge down and rebuild it. At that time, they will be giving me the new figures on paving from the city line to Gantz Road.
Okay.
That's the worst part of that road down through there. And Mark Molinax was trying to get everything to me by tonight, but he couldn't. But at the pre-construction meeting that I have to go to on Wednesday, I should have that information.
Okay. Is the whole bridge coming down?
I will find out more in the pre-construction meeting on Wednesday.
Okay. They're still a little unsure then.
Yeah, I have a feeling they'll do it like they did the one up on Ponderosa.
What it is every year the county has to do, we've got five bridges in our township.
Right.
We have five bridges in our township. The county sends their bridge crew around. They do assessments on all of the bridges and they rate them. They rate them 1 to 5.
I saw the report on it.
And zero being poor with that bridge is zero.
Right.
And so that they have a lot of structural things they're going to do for the residents that live in that area. I don't have to say it, but there's
a real possibility.
It's going to shut the whole road down. Yep. And Jimmy, I'll let you know, and Byron, when they decide to do that, because you will only be able to go
from this side to the bridge, and then you have to come from the other side in.
There's a real.
Why don't you think about putting no trucks through, no through trucks on that bridge?
I thought we already did.
Huh?
I thought we already did.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying it's
I'll double check
something
that.
To think
because
about.
Because I think of the S curve that's right past the bridge. We've already got no through truck signs up there just for the simple fact is they couldn't make that turn.
Well, but they need to be at the beginning.
What's up, maybe?
Right. Okay. Okay. Might look into that one.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to, I had it on the agenda, but well, since you're here, you know about this. We'll just get it out of the way now.
Felix?
That Harding Road ditch
Felix.
Over there. And since you and I were kind of collaborated on that thing, I thought I'd get it
Felix,
out of the way there.
Felix Drive?
No. It's Harding. I'm talking about a gentleman's name,
yeah.
Felix.
Oh. And what? Here's where we are on that, so the board knows this, and the residents is. We have our property abuts a ditch that is owned by Camp Chase Railroad. Over there north of that Broadline area. And that ditch is full of trash and
mattresses
and ponding water and everything. And it ended up being a mosquito nightmare over there last year. Now, late in the summer, you know, I did talk to County Health Department to spray again over there and
yeah.
One extra time. At no charge to us.
Yeah, I got the email on that.
The big thing that we have to do is the manager or whatever he is for the railroad, he had promised that he would clean up the ditch. And
which is what he told us last year.
Which is what he told us last year, and still it hadn't been. And I've tried to contact him again last week and said, hey, you know, he was out, whatever. What I'd like to do with the board there is to go ahead and get the okay to send him a letter and remind him and just say, hey, we're going to get the Franklin County Health Department involved in this thing. We need to get that cleaned up.
Yeah.
And put a little pressure.
It's been a big problem for a long time.
Well, I know it has, but isn't that in the city of Columbus?
Part of that,
I know you measured that several times.
When you go on down the ditch, and I understand where that ditch lies. We measure our right of way off the center line of
right.
The railroad tracks. The center line of the railroad tracks to our right of way, the ditch does fall into that. There's an area down towards the old Union Hall.
Okay.
It works its way into the ditch area.
Right. Well, he knows. I mean, there's no question of the railroad company that they're
responsible. It's on there. They know it's on there.
I just don't want to get demanding from Franklin Township to clean up a city.
Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's not a city.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's the railroad. But
no,
it's still within the city of Columbus.
He's already accepted responsibility for the thing. He just hadn't cleaned it up.
I don't think, Mr. Cook, that it's much of a demanding issue from us. Is it a fact of just rechecking back in with him? Because this Felix, I called him Felix Unger, this Felix that Ralph and I spoke with told us both, they understand there's a problem. They understand they need to clean it out because where it affects the township and the township gets involved, when that ditch does not flow. We've got big storm lines that we are in charge of to go into that creek, and if that creek's not flowing, then we back up, and we've already had that already this year. It's backing up and coming back into our residence, which creates a problem for us. So Felix says he acknowledges it's theirs, and they're going to come in with their equipment because we have literally nothing that can do that. And they'll clean that ditch out, and then for our residents, it will get rid of a major mosquito problem.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with writing a letter to them.
Yeah, I think it's just one of these things, just giving them the, we're behind you 100%.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he had mentioned to me that, did he have you folks clean that ditch out one time or not?
We didn't get that far. They stopped us. The Franklin County Health Department stopped us because of the homeless camps over there, because of the disease issue.
Right.
We got as far as the viaduct from the direct, you know, from the east.
Right.
And that's where we stopped. But let me tell you what's happened that's good. There's a new volunteer group that we're physical agents for. They're called the West Side Runners, and these are young people who've been cleaning that trail. And they got down into that ditch area a little bit. We took 30-some bags, two of the mattresses out of there. So I'm going to tell you what, the West Side Runners may clean that ditch for you.
Well, let them go.
These people are serious about getting that whole area around there cleaned
up. Well, let them go.
Now, we talked to the railroad, and they are going to give us permission to do some more right away. We've already taken a lot of stuff out because of, you know, people living back in.
Right.
But the problem with them is now we've got jurisdictional issues again, because now Metro Parks is involved in that area.
Right.
And in fact, I talked to them. I was picking trash there last night, and Metro Police came up and said, "Who are you?" So, but you're talking, the access point to that through Tinsman, that area back through there, it's bad. I agree with you. That is just horrible.
Everyone wants to be in charge. Well, nobody wants to clean it up.
So we did, the West Side Runners did make a dent on one side, you know, on the north side. Yes, they did. But it gets nasty as you get towards the track. Hard to get in there because of the brush.
We got 68 bags of trash. Our next thing is to do Wilson Park.
Yep. Wow.
Are you part of the West Side Runners?
Yeah.
You're a good man.
Yeah, well, he sure is.
There's a West Side Runner
sure.
One thing that I want
to make sure that it's on the railroad, it's not on Franklin Township.
Not that I know.
But
no, I agree.
The problem that we have, and you know, and I've been hammered by a couple of residents over there, and you know, they're coming to us and saying, "Hey, clean this up."
Oh, they come to me a lot.
Yes, they do, and. So that's, consequently, I want to make aware we get the railroad notified, as well as putting it in perspective with the Franklin County Health Department.
Well,
I don't want us in hot water over the thing, so we need to do something.
Let's just stay, I suggest maybe making a couple more calls of Felix. Let's just try to get a hold of him and say, are you going to follow through with what you said you was going to
do? Well, that's what I was going to do, but he hadn't returned my call, gentlemen.
He didn't return my email.
Okay.
But that railroad did change hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gone.
You know, it's an issue that Felix is kind of wanting to avoid, I'm sure. But
you know who the parent company is? North Fork and Western. And if you really need to get something done, you got to go to Pittsburgh.
Do you?
And then Felix will call you. That's how we had to get permission over by the shopping center.
Yeah, I'm a fellow from cold Pittsburgh, too.
Okay.
Do I need to get
you
tomorrow?
I will let you know. I'll get a hold of you.
Oh, I mean, really, we don't even have to make a decision tonight. I just want it done.
I have no problem with the letter. I think that's the smartest thing that we do.
Well, one of the things I want to say, since the West Side Runner is here, the 68 bags they took out, this was the last cleanup. Before, they took another 80-something. That's right. So they have been out there. These are some good people. They do a very thorough job. And hats off to you guys. You guys
almost
do a
like
great
40
job.
Mattresses by the railroad track.
Yeah. You guys do a great job.
Where do you take all that to?
We have the bottom contract. They get a dumpster and take it down to dump down a group.
Okay.
The signs.
We have a city dumpster that we take it to.
Yeah,
it's our own city dumpster.
Okay.
But yeah, there's still a lot out there, and I talked to Carl about that too, by the way.
Yeah.
We need to.
And he said that, you know, if we could get that cleared, you know, so you guys could get access to it, take a shot at it.
Well, that part of Wilson Park.
Parking signs.
Yeah.
Let's the parking signs over at Havenwood Park.
That's where we're waiting to get them back from.
You got signs? Yeah,
they're building the signs now.
Okay.
So we're just waiting
And you've got the okay to install them? I mean, we've already passed a resolution, you got
to
do is put them up.
Put the no parking
from here
park
to there.
Parking until this
park
time.
Parking only. Right.
And then the one designated handicap.
Right.
Okay,
we already kind of talked to them again the other day. And I,
where along the road?
No, on the west, on the west side of the parking lot.
Okay.
I told him we would leave the east side.
Along the road where you and I discussed about changing that whole parking situation.
No, and they know it's coming. And I also talked to him about mowing over there, and they may mow it for us.
Are you going to talk to them about that, or you want me to?
I talked to him the other day when Byron was there, and I think he's going to, I'll get more of a commitment from him. But he said that we would, that they would mow, because they would mow it every week. And he said maybe something towards some compensation. And I said, well, we're not paying you nothing. And I said, he said something about, well, maybe you give us a couple parking spots or something. I said, we're giving you the whole east side. I said, we're only parking on the west side.
Correct.
So we need to, I just need to get a definite commitment.
We just need to ask them when we're ready to start putting all their parking spaces into play that we were pushed to get ready, and then nothing's
well,
happened.
We discussed that also. And that's supposed to be coming, they thought we were supposed to do something.
No.
And we told them, no, it's on you guys' hands. And when they do it, I think they need to get a professional out there to restripe it.
We dropped everything we were doing. Right. And went over there and accommodated them and got everything ready that we needed.
I think that's going to be coming before too long, because Mitzi from Salt Lake City is coming in, and she's one of the top people from Romney Group. So
that's all I've got.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I'd like to make a motion that we get a letter off to the railroad and bring that to their attention and ask when they're going to do something about it.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion to have a letter sent to
you gonna draft it up?
John?
Yes.
Ralph,
Don?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good. Any other questions for the road department? Police department, Chief Smith.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Oh, by the way, that I wanted to mention that the men's room is being redone by Jim Stevens, and I can't wait to see it. It looks really good so far. So him and his crew saves the township a lot of money.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
Hold on just a second. I seen a check that went through to, I think that restaurant supply place for a big wall for almost $300 for a spigot and a wish for something.
It may have been us.
It was, I think it was the fire department. I saw it too.
And pass that to Jim. I mean, John.
Okay.
Prices.
That's why I just ordered that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
First, we have the cameras at the White House. I reached out to Scott Rogers. We wanted some clarification over what you and I talked about, where he had quoted $500 for the cameras.
Okay.
But he hasn't called me back yet, so
okay.
I don't have that.
Well, what he had talked about and we had talked about is one camera upstairs,
right,
that you can monitor in here,
mm-hmm.
One camera downstairs on the porch that I think you can monitor also,
mm-hmm.
And that they can monitor upstairs so that they know who's
at the door
without having to go downstairs to see who's there.
Right.
So that's the only thing that I have.
Okay.
I think that's what we discussed.
Yeah, he quoted $179.99 per camera.
Okay.
So with labor and everything, that could possibly
$500
still be it. According to Scott, because our cameras here are analog, not digital, and the new cameras are going to be IP cameras, which are digital, the DVR we have is not going to be compatible, so we have to get a new DVR.
We can't get two old-style cameras.
I'm sure we could find them. Amazon.
Well, we can find the older cameras, but the problem is you have to run wires from the White House over here.
Doesn't have to run through the internet?
Well, these are internet cameras.
Okay.
The DVR that we currently have will not accept that.
So what you're saying is we would change that.
We would have to upgrade that DVR to accept the cameras we currently have here, so we don't have to change these, and also accept the new ones,
okay,
which we're adding over there, and then the one out.
Then my question is, if we change this DVR that will accept the ones from the White House, if we change the cameras here at some point in time, is this DVR going to be able to accept them as well?
Yes, because it would both be analog and digital.
Right.
So if we, for whatever reason,
change these,
upgraded these to all digital cameras, we shouldn't need a new DVR.
Okay. And what's the price of just a DVR?
According to him, the cheapest DVR we can get that will give us enough slots is $964.99.
Okay. How much? How 900 and what?
How many slots is it?
Yeah, it's only.
I see.
This one says it's a 40 channel. No, we don't have 40 cameras.
40 cameras?
I'm assuming the 40 channel means there's 40 slots, but that's just an assumption on my part. I don't know.
Well, we had a small amount of money appropriated there for that. We did a resolution on it. Memory serves me, it's $300.
Now I'm wondering, well,
we had a motion okayed $500.
Was that what it was?
You mean a camera upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to put
any. Wanted a camera so you could
see. We're gonna put $1,500 into that. No way.
Oh. No way. Okay, I understand. That's cool.
I would like to see him come back with a quote with a couple different brands of DVRs.
That
we can compare apples to apples.
Maybe we can get him to come to the next meeting so we can ask him some of these questions and get more solid answers.
And then, too, if you know exactly, if you wouldn't mind, Chief, if you know exactly what he's talking about, the DVRs, just do a search on Amazon, just kind of get an idea of what's out there, and then that'll answer a lot of our questions. Because, obviously, we don't want to do a four-channel if that's one per each one, and then we decide to add a fifth one. But I don't see us ever adding
40.
You're right. So could we back that down to 20?
Right.
And have room to grow.
Right now
we probably got a 16 now.
16.
And they probably come in
32.
Lots of 4, 8, 16,
yeah,
and maybe 32 or 4, 8,
right.
16, 24. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know for sure because he hasn't called me back. So 40. I'm assuming 40 channels means you have 40 camera slots. I don't know.
And then, but he doesn't have labor on top of all this.
No, it's not a complete. I believe this is just equipment only.
On equipment only.
You're looking at $2,000 there, probably.
More.
Yeah. Right. So maybe we can have him come and do a little presentation.
I think we need to do some workshop and just table this for right now.
Okay. But that's all he sent me on that. So that's. And we still don't have the cameras. But he did the one in the property room. I think he's got to fix some wires still.
We could do just the cameras here,
right,
and go with the old style cameras.
In this building, yes. That's what we're doing in here. The only other camera we needed in this building was the one back here.
But if we've done it over just over there, you're still going to have to buy a DVR. It'd have to be a small one, though. But you're still going to buy a DVR just for two cameras over there.
Yeah.
So you're better off to buy the difference and monitor all over here.
Because we wouldn't be able to monitor those over here.
Everything over here.
DVR was over there.
Why? Right. What do we need to monitor from over here?
Well, I think there would be a big problem if there's no one in. If Lisa's not in that day and say the alarm goes off or something, we can easily quickly look to see is it really someone breaking in?
Yeah.
Or?
If there's a break in, it's recorded. It shows who breaks in.
Right.
Yeah.
Shows who goes in and out.
Because that's got all everybody's private information and everything.
So I think two is a minimum.
Upstairs has got all of everything.
And I think two is a minimum camera rooms that we want to put over there.
Yeah, I don't think we even wanted to put more than two, just the one upstairs.
Let's say one upstairs, one at the front door.
In case somebody would break into one of the offices.
Yeah, we can see.
Yeah.
And one at the front door.
And one at the front door.
That's the only thing I see.
The only additional would be one in the back, but...
Yeah, for the garage.
I mean, you're going to see them...
You're going to see them through the other camera upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would direct it so that it covers the stairs and the doors and
right.
stuff. And so you're going to see it.
Right. So it'd just be a redundancy thing to think about.
That's a good thought.
I'll have him come in.
Can do that.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it. Just have him tell him we need, a labor cost to do it.
He sent me like a 7-8 page PDF of this.
Okay.
But I asked him for a simplified version of just the facts.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We need what we're looking for is labor. And
right. Yeah, we need something a little more complete.
Two cameras over there, and you're set on cameras, right?
We're set on cameras. You want to put one out at the property room.
So you want one
more
camera.
Which would be one of those, a new camera, because
right.
So we didn't run wires.
Does that put the camera in your office?
Oh.
So you got one in there now? Or he doesn't have it yet? But
oh, no, but I have the camera. He doesn't have it hooked up.
Okay.
So, right.
Okay. So we're just talking about really three new cameras.
Yes.
And the label. Yeah.
Three cameras, and a labor. In a compatible DVR unit.
And there again, on the DVR, you would want, you ought to have enough storage. He's got a 2 terabyte, I don't know how many days that.
Oh, that's huge.
That's pretty big.
Right, I'm just saying you need to but you got, you're going to have 16 cameras maybe on that, so 1 terabyte starts shrinking down.
Right. I think he was going to have it so it backs itself up on the server.
Okay.
And then that way it's not all kept on the DVR.
Okay. And I think the other thing is most of these cameras just run.
They're all motion activated.
If there's movement, the camera comes
right.
on.
So they're not recording.
So hopefully the new cameras will be the same way.
Yeah. Well, okay. These the old ones we have for our
motion.
So.
Okay. Okay.
Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Yes. Yes. What?
Anything else?
Yeah. Are you rushing me?
Yes. Are you done yet?
No.
My daughter's at the emergency room. I want to hurry up.
How you doing on Bonita Kaufman helpers?
We're doing pretty good. Melissa's got several
Liz
signed up.
Got one on the door.
I'm going to take it to the block watches and see if we can get some of them to volunteer,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Also, I'll take it to Cheney's block watch, see if we can get volunteers from that.
Okay.
Is that the name of the neighborhood now?
You ought to.
Cheney neighborhood, yes.
Not Broadmont.
No.
You ought to invite, the other block watch people to come over.
They are. To the meeting on Thursday, yes.
Well, no, I'm saying over to the National Night Out if they want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Robin's got hers. I've already talked to Jessica about it.
Okay.
So now we just need to talk to Cheney.
Okay.
That's it. Open levy meeting. The 13th, next Thursday, Central Baptist Church, 6 p.m. Questions, we'll have literature. I think all three of you guys are going to be there.
Yeah.
Also, I need a resolution to fill one of the part-time positions. As we all know, Matt Kidwell went to Madison Township, which left us one opening.
Okay.
Myself and Trustee Fleshman interviewed a retiree from the sheriff's office. He would only be working like one shift a week, but it fills that position. And with our situation with Jeff, and his wife's illness.
Right. Is this guy able to work more than one shift if you need him?
He is able to, because he's retired.
Okay, that's okay.
So I would like the resolution to say pending a physical. Because he just came back from a workers' comp injury.
Okay.
From OSU. So just for the liability for the township.
Okay, do you give your polygraphs to the part-timers too, or just...
We were.
I don't think it hurts too.
It doesn't hurt too. It doesn't cost us anything to send them for a polygraph.
Right.
His background is certainly good to go.
One of the things that I like about this gentleman is he's got 7 years as a detective. So I think that would be something that would be valuable in the township. We've all heard of different people have a garage or something. Something broke into, we take a report. Well, maybe we can do some fingerprints, or maybe we can do a little bit of detective work as well.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Resolution 7.
Oh, no, and I talked to John about that, too.
I'm not sure we could get into that, because then we're interfering with a crime scene that the sheriff was going to need to come in and originally do.
Right. I think what John was meaning is he does have a lot of experience,
right,
which could be helpful.
Right, but we can't get into that because...
We wouldn't interfere. It's just the fact that someone that has been on many crime scenes may notice something that would be quicker to help us.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, you said fingerprints. I'm just saying...
Hypothetically, we would have the county come in and do the fingerprints. He would know that yes or no before the county would come. Could they get fingerprints from something?
He's just going to be a officer.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Part-time officer.
17-099.
You got a name?
Or Chief Smith.
Yeah, Bill McCoy. William McCoy.
Okay, William.
Well, Chief, Police Chief Smith to offer part-time employment to William McCoy. Pending his physical background checks.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I got.
Okay.
6 p.m. was it on your levy meeting?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 6 p.m.
We did talk a little bit the other day. We was over to Havenwood, and there's a possibility of getting a couple of block watches started over there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, not saying for sure it's going to happen, but there is a slim possibility to get a couple of block watches in Havenwood.
Right. That would greatly help their some of their issues.
Correct. Yeah, well,
if they were willing to organize a block watch.
Okay. Any question for the police chief?
You're rushing me, and then you got a question.
I do. I mean, you stay so long, I started thinking about things now. I've seen the presence of the sheriff's department a lot, mm-hmm. like cruising around. Mm-hmm. Is that due to our new sheriff? I'm not saying that he's necessarily patrolling,
right,
but they're just driving up and down in the neighborhood. I mean, they're not just driving through and you don't see them. I mean, they're circling around, and
right,
and we see them daily.
Yeah, it could be.
Very possible.
I mean, I know you can't disclose other things that they could be doing, right, but we're seeing the presence of the sheriff's car
right,
Did you want him to stop? Too many through there?
I was not asking why you're coming through, no. But I'm sitting on my street. I mean, it's a bike once a day,
right,
which is a good thing. Maybe more. I work during the day, but I get updates from that block watch.
I think it's very possible on the other end. It used to be the other sheriff, in my opinion, was working against Franklin Township. And I think you're going to find Mr. Baldwin, or Sheriff Baldwin, more willing to work with Franklin Township. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see it, maybe, because like I say, the other one had other objectives.
Sure. I mean, I just wanted to make sure the board was aware that you're seeing them on a daily basis. And they're driving around like they're actually patrolling. They're not like speeding down looking for somebody or whatever. They're just cruising along, waving at people, you know, and circling the block.
Okay.
You know, just wanted to let you know.
Any other questions for the chief?
You're done.
That's it.
All right.
Fire department.
10.
First. Good evening. A few things on my agenda. Last month, your fire department took 789 runs. 671 of those were EMS runs. We had two more confirmed live save of that Lucas device we received via grant. That's a total of 4 in 2 months, so I think those are outstanding. Also, we had 118 fire runs last month. I wanted to speak on the fatal fire of last month. That crew is not on duty today, but I want to commend them on their acts. The situation they were dealt was, the best way to say it, was a horrible situation. They really worked their tails off to get in there and make a difference. I even want to speak highly of our medic crew who transported the 16-year-old that did not make it, and I think it speaks highly of our firemen and paramedics that Drs. West requested that our medic transfer one of the patients to Ohio State Burn Center with a doctor and a nurse. They usually call them Mobile SU, but since our medic was already there, they said, would you guys be willing to do that? So I want to commend 2-Unit for their actions. It's our there's been 7 fatalities in Franklin County so far this year, and 4 of them have been on my, with my guys. So it's been a pretty tough year on our firemen. A lot of fires this year. I think we're up to 21 working fires in April. That's putting us
heavy.
Yeah, it's been a heavy fire load this year. Going into that, very proud of the fact that we installed over 40 smoke detectors in the Western Estates neighborhood and also on El Paso Drive last Saturday. My goal is to have a smoke detector in every house in the township by the end of this year. We will be heading to Moneyback in May, and we're just going to keep working our way throughout the entire township. Quarterly, the Red Cross will be with us, and monthly it'll be my firefighters. So, pretty happy about getting 40 of those installed on one day. Hydrant flushing begins, everybody's favorite. That starts next week. That'll be Monday through Thursday during normal business hours. If you haven't dealt with that before, know that run your water before you do laundry. If you see that we flush your hydrants, you can get some rusty water in your laundry. We will not do that on the weekends, so you don't have to worry about that, but we will be out. Hopefully have that all completed by April 28th. And that's all I have for me.
You want a copy?
Sure.
I put it with me. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I'll try to make this brief for everybody who wants to get home. He's the good news guy, I'm the needs guy. I have to ask the board for everything. So basically, let's see here. We'll start off with computer memory. I talked to Scott Rogers, and he shoveled it over to me. Between Melissa, I believe, Mr. Fleshman, and myself, we came up with 10 computers being upgraded. I know personally I have one computer over here sitting dead in the water waiting on memory. It just won't run the EMS program that we put in. But all the computers we bought over the past few years, this should give them another 2 to 3 years life is what I'm guessing. We're just taking them from whatever they are, 2 gigs of RAM. Yeah, we're adding up 8 gigs into them.
Is that what we decided is eight gigs? Because yeah. I know one time they said 4, and I'm like, this. There's no sense in coming back another year later or two and doing it again.
Seems like 8's the round number
right
now.
So, 2 sticks of 4, take care of that.
Right. I think he got a price for CDWG, which is our state bid company we purchased from. Here it is. For 10 sticks of 8 gig, it's $427.10, and that's our current vendor rating. $427.10.
Okay.
I just want to get the okay from the board before we...
I don't have a problem with it. I think we'll go ahead and purchase them myself.
Is that the total cost?
Yeah. No sales
tax. It'll, it'll just be done through a PO.
Okay.
Yeah,
Ralph, you okay with that?
Clarify for me a little bit. 428, is that what it was?
427.10, but the shipping's not estimated on here, so I'm not sure what that'll be.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
Is that per unit, or?
That's for 10 sticks of 8 gigabyte memory.
Okay.
To upgrade 10 different computers.
That's basically buying our... computers we have
so
now.
So 427 times 10 is that
what? No, that's for all of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
He did price comparisons and he found out that was actually the cheapest.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Internet connections.
Internet connections. I wanted to see what the board thought. We still have that fiber line. We still have 2 years contract left on it. As we went through all these computer problems, I briefed you on them before. So that's $1,000 a month fiber line. And after we switched the phones over a couple months ago, there's absolutely no traffic running across. And that's just been in my crawl. I called Keytel and asked them what we can do about this. They won't let us out of the contract, obviously, because they're in a contract with Time Warner or Spectrum now. And I thought with the opportunity of Spectrum changing or Time Warner changing to Spectrum, we had some contract opens. I did speak with Chris at Keytel. He said he would work with me. We could drop that price down to $800, but we have to sign a 3-year contract with them. So we're signing one again. I told him, I was like, I don't want you to have any rights through this line whatsoever. And he said, yeah, we would just change the contract between Franklin Township and Time Warner or Spectrum and run it directly into your house or your both locations. That was $800 a month. for this station and station 192. You run this out for the three-year contract. It's a savings of $6,648 over a three-year period, or $184 a month.
Let me ask you, though, on that particular line with us signing an additional 1 year, are we, you know, for whatever reason, with technology changing, wireless, whatever it would be, we're biting that we're going to pay them additional year versus trying to just end that?
That's why I'm coming to you guys, because I'm not buying into this 100%.
Have you contacted?
I'm not buying into buying a new contract.
Contacted the new company?
The Spectrum?
Spectrum.
I can. Right now, I was just seeing if the board wanted me to proceed and look into this.
I would see what Spectrum is going to do first.
Yeah, I just, I hate signing any three-year contracts with that technology, because that's...
Right.
It's 25 megs for $400 a line. You know, 3 months from now, it could be 100 megs for the same.
Exactly, but you're locked in for 3 years, which they dragged us out a year longer. Right. We're trying to get out of it now for 2 years.
I'll check with Spectrum.
Yeah.
Do we have any? We got other stuff with them now.
Yeah, we. And that's what I was going to do is.
You need to weigh it against them. That, you know, we have other stuff with you now.
Right.
And that's combining all of our contracts with Spectrum.
Well, I'm still with you, and you're working with it. I still don't understand what we do or don't have, really.
I don't think you want to. It took me probably a good 6 months to figure out.
I would think so, yes.
Okay.
Engine 192 updates. I just got notified yesterday. I want to show you guys some pictures, and I got an email from Pierce. Oops.
They found three compartments, and those are body mount bolts inside the compartments. So basically, the body of the truck is
shifted.
Well, it's corroded. And he says due from road assault, not the accident. It's in three compartments in the rear of the truck. The truck was complete, and it went to the paint shop, and the paint booth actually found it. So they stopped everything and wanted to.
So what am I looking at on this?
Those are inside compartment doors.
Okay.
They removed it all out just to mount
the body. So what's
a
little tic-tac-toe?
That's just marking.
That's the metal.
Yeah, that's nothing. What you're looking at is the bolts. When two metals touch each other, it's called electrolysis,
right,
and they corrode. Well, the salt from underneath caused the corrosion inside the compartments around the bolts.
Okay.
So the gist of it is the back of the fire truck isn't secure because of the corrosion.
So we've got to replace those bolts and secure the metals.
Well, what they're going to do, what they propose to do, is lift the body up, rebuild the bottom of all three of those compartments, and then remount it back down. Their estimate is $5,048. To repair
for that there.
Yeah. You know, obviously, my recommendation is to go ahead because we.
Can't
put it back together.
Right.
It's broken.
And that's the best price that they would go. I mean, is that their first price, and it's just like, okay, I'll give it to the board, or is it, you know, we just gave them how much work?
I don't know. They haven't gave me the final.
You say that corrosion is caused by the two metals.
Yeah, the electrolysis.
I understand the two metals. I'm saying they manufactured that product, so they're the ones that put those two different metals together.
Right.
There's no rubber garments between the two.
To me, they should have put something between it, a nylon washer or something, and then put a stainless steel bolt in there.
He emailed me yesterday, and I've spoke to him several times. He just said it was due to salt corrosion.
Well,
but he knows all that I do, and a lot of it's a little bit of both.
I think I'd like to see you go back and put some of this. Is there probably, you know, if it's a...
Split it.
If it's a... electrolysis between two metals. I know you can't put copper and aluminum together. Under several aluminum and several other metals that you can't put together. But I think they got a design flaw.
It could be. I'll call them and talk to them and keep you guys briefed on it. They wanted to have the truck in the second stage of all this. I'll work on that and get back with you guys, and it may be sooner than the next meeting.
Is this outside?
And it's an inside.
Inside the doors.
It's where.
Could we have that rhino coated so that it would never get up?
Yeah, it's already got some.
And it's already looking like that?
Normally when you do that, put two different pieces of metal touching each other, you put something between it, like a nylon or rubber washer or something, to put a stainless steel bolt in there to it's not going to corrode.
I'm guessing it was at one time. Yeah, the truck's almost 20 years old, so
yeah.
It probably it's the older one.
I'll keep you guys brief.
Okay, so we don't have to make that decision right away.
Yeah, they wanted to know by tomorrow because they wanted to deliver the truck on the 20th. And that's what I was going to talk to you guys about, more importantly, is they wanted, it'll be done on the 20th as long as I give them an answer on this tomorrow, yes or no. There's three ways to go get it. It's up in Wisconsin, which is a 8-hour drive in a car. It's about a 10, 12-hour drive in a fire truck.
Fly up and get it.
That's the most costly. I mean, it's up to the board, and I'm going to present all three of them. But if you send two guys up, you'll probably have to end up paying the other guy. You know, one of them will be me or Chief Adams, so that would be a given. But you'd have a 24-hour occurrence in overtime, fly up, and you're going to have a night, spending a night.
Yeah.
Because you can't fly in Appleton. There's no direct flight. It's you'll end up
right
getting there at 6 p.m.
Right.
So that's going to be over $2,000 to end up having them done. Or have people go up, inspect it, look at it, and drive it back.
Nobody wants to volunteer?
I think I can get some people to volunteer for that.
That'd be nice.
And you're just backfilling. If you take a guy off coming
in, then that's right.
You're going to have overtime. The second one is Pierce will deliver it. I got a price from that. That's $1,150. That's a pretty good option because you don't take possession of the truck until it is on your property.
I think that's a better option myself.
I think that's better.
Yeah, you figure double the price sending two people, and then we got overtime, and if something happens on the way, it's on them.
One more option.
Yeah, there's one more option is to send Capital Towing back up there to get it. I've already spoke to Brandon, and it's $2,300 for him.
Well, I don't think that's an option.
I feel we need to accept their option to let them deliver.
Now, the insurance will kick in on some of this. I talked to the broker on that, and he said that is a possibility.
The insurance is probably more apt to pay the delivery than they would somebody going up to get it.
So Pierce will bring it down, bring it to us, and we don't accept responsibility until we sign off on delivery.
Right. That's the only thing I was afraid of, is driving up there. What happens if we wreck on the way back?
I agree with you.
Fault it is.
I like that best.
That's the same guy drive it back.
Yeah.
Can I jump in real quick?
You can.
The thing that Chief Matt Welsh and I talked about extensively here today was it's 60-some miles back from Wisconsin, plus running that thing at RPMs. We were wondering if it's more cost, because that's going to be our frontline truck for another 2 years at the very least. We didn't know if it's cost effective to go ahead and have Capital Towing bring it back on the low boy. We wanted you guys to understand that aspect of it also. Is you know, that is add another 600 miles plus running it at 6,500 RPM for 12 hours. It's just something to think about as a board that, you know, we'd love Pierce to drive it down here because that keeps us out of the loop until it lands on the grass. But it also would be nice to have that thing keep those miles and hours off of the engine.
I agree.
So just something to think about as the board.
So basically for $1,000 more, we've seen any time that goes in the shop, $1,000 on the motor real quick.
That's exactly what my
concern
is.
We'll need a resolution for that.
That truck's 17 years old. We know that there's no new fire truck coming
and
anytime soon.
And resolution
to have to deliver. I think we can make that decision later.
See what the insurance.
We need it now.
This is the last meeting before delivery.
Yeah.
And I'll probably email all of you guys tomorrow and let you know the outcome.
What if we did this? What about on the, if we tentatively okay the $5,000, but yet if you talk to them about the two metals and on the to fix that, if they are willing to say, hey, look, you guys are the ones that put the two different metals together, how about we split it to $2,500 because yes, it's 20 years old. See if they'll go with that, and then the board, the rest of the decision would have to be made. Is I think what the chief is saying makes 100%. Sense, you know, we've got something run at 6,500 RPM where most of our cars run at 20 or 2, depending on how you look at it. So the biggest question then would come down to is, do we just let
the tow truck company go up and pick it up on a low boy and bring it back.
That's probably a favorable plan, just to keep that the RPM.
I agree, but then we still have two others.
I can work with the insurance company.
Dan.
I have a suggestion. I have a relationship with Pierce. Let them find a trucking company and bring it one way. It'll be $1,000.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you don't need to send somebody up to get it. Let Pierce arrange for shipping, and once it gets here, that'll be the point of delivery. Let them send it down and find out what that's going to cost. They don't have to have a driver to drive it down.
But it might be the same thing, because what's going to end up happening, it sounds good what you're saying, but then that driver has to go back.
That's on them.
I understand, but they're going to charge the same fee, because it's the same thing as us sending someone from here up to get it.
No, it doesn't work that way. Commercial truckers don't work that way.
Okay.
Everything's one way. It's up to him to find a load back.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's the way we buy nursery stock. It's one way. We don't pay for him
round
trip.
Back.
We try to help him
they
get
pay
a load.
Him hour, they pay the truck driver hourly, so
that's
he
right.
don't care.
That's right.
I see what you're saying.
The reason I say that, there's other jurisdictions throughout the United States, and Pierce ships the trucks on low boys to them. They don't drive them anymore. And Horton does the same thing now on their...
They're not made to drive for hours and
that's
hours
right.
on end.
That's exactly
That's
right.
the reason they're not geared for highway. They're
that's
geared
right.
to be able to...
Let's see if we can get them to find somebody up there to truck it down.
Yeah, get a price.
Are you going to...
What kind of trucker?
You're going to
we
get...
Are going to fix it well, this 5,000?
Henceforth, what you're going to get is that $2,300.
Well, there's two questions right. that we've got to figure out. Is the $5,000, are we going to okay the chief to be able to say X amount of money
right.
to work with, because we got to get it back?
Right.
And then see if we can't get that in half by different ideas that we have to get that down, and if they're willing to repair that for half. But what we have to do is decide... If those
not
two other things don't
5,
work, right, exactly.
So that would be a resolution, not right. to exceed.
Well, there's going to be another total to all this. Like, we're going to have to write a complete check for the whole truck and then get reimbursed from the insurance company.
Okay.
Right.
So for chief. Well,
the original estimate was $18,000. I'm guessing it's going to be a lot.
Well,
more than that.
You're not. It's going to be one big resolution. You're no use making another one just for this corrosion.
Right.
Okay.
It'll be tied up with the whole maintenance thing.
So we have to wait, but you can go ahead and give them the okay to fix it, correct?
Well, you can do a little tap dancing first, and if the tap dancing doesn't work, then we'll say okay.
I don't know if there's a lot to tap dance about. If you're looking at 20-year wear on that, you know what I mean?
It doesn't cost anything to ask.
Well, you can ask.
So you're giving permission
to tell them yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll work on
it. I mean, if it be...
So that has to be a motion.
If it was something that happened within a year or two or five, even, I'd say, hey, but, you know.
You just make a motion to try to get that figure down to half price.
If not, we'll just end up going with it, because we got to fix it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it is. Because we were going to pay an empty truck to go up there.
That's right. We buy trees from Wisconsin. And the freight, I think, is around $805.
I need a second, please.
Low boy,
I'll second.
You know, a little bit more because
John?
It's a specialized
yes.
trailer.
Don.
But
yes.
That's about what it is.
It's almost like
okay.
the shipping wars.
Okay, you're
they get
you're
another.
That's right.
As soon as you say,
for him to try to get the cost. For him to try to get the cost down, if not, he's authorized to go ahead and fix that. John has seconded it. Don and John both have said yes, and now it's your turn.
Okay, yes.
Thank you. Are you done?
No.
Oh, we need to make a decision on bringing it back, though.
Okay.
Because that's different than...
Yeah, it'll be different companies.
So it's probably going to be the same type of motion to
not exceed 2,000, whatever the deal was, and then at least we're covered. If we can get it cheaper, great.
To use the option of them supplying a truck and delivering it down.
I like that idea, just not to exceed the $11.50 of them driving it back, but I'll definitely try to work on it.
Okay. Right.
And this is Pierce,
because we're down to the point it's got to be done within a week and a half or a week. Yeah,
they want to do okay today. And
right.
So let me, give me till Friday because I need
okay.
you guys.
So this is a motion.
We should just make that a resolution, really, and just not to exceed $1,100. $1,150 to get
to pay
for the delivery of the truck back to 142
Pierce. Deliver
engine
192
back to 192.
Okay, I have it to deliver engine 192 to
192
station.
Or put 4200 Sullivan Avenue.
Not to
4100 Sullivan Avenue.
Exceed how much?
$1,150. Put $1,200
okay.
in case you put anything on.
$1,200. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
If it comes in real close, I'll get a hold of you guys.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And let
Ralph?
Us know if they play ball with us. I think they will.
We'll see. We got some people there.
Yeah.
And that's resolution 104.
We're 104, wasn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Just to brief you guys, the kitchen's about 90% done at the 192s. We got the, like I told you last week, 2 weeks ago, we got the granite donated. The total amount's running about $1,200 right now.
That's pretty good for redoing a kitchen.
It looks sharp. Stop
they want to redo my kitchen for $1,200, I'll hire.
Yeah. Stop in and see it, please. Feel free. It looks really sharp. They did a good job.
And then we'll have dinner.
Yeah,
okay.
I like for breakfast.
The fence, the fence is up behind the station, which it's already.
Is it?
Has it already deterred people?
It's, I've been watching out my window every now and then, people walking around, which is awesome.
Okay.
Now the controversial one.
Oh.
The best for last. I got you your paperwork on the medic breakdown of the utility card, the cost of it. There's the by year. Of the
is there four copies here or just?
Just the one.
Here, five copies.
That's the M&R value.
Just give me the copies for a moment.
And that's basically showing.
I'm just looking at that front page. That's
the cost of the medics as they get ordered. Medic 192 is the one we replaced last year. We replaced it when it was 6 years, 8 months old, and it cost us $90,000.
For how many years?
For 6 years, 8 months.
$90,000 for 6 years?
Seven, yeah, 6 months.
Okay. So roughly $30,000 a year?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
But what 28, this,
50, I think, is what it comes
what this M&R value does, it basically says you're guessing at the value of your truck, which you can get rid of it for, and the maintenance per year. And as it climbs, you're spending more on maintenance than the truck's actually worth. So you're throwing good money after bad.
Ralph got one.
Yep.
I'd appreciate the truck over a 10-year period, which these trucks should last us 10 years down to what we've been getting out of them, which is about $5,000 to $6,000. And Medic 193 is, so far to date, $16,000 since April.
In repairs.
In repairs. So I think we're just going to see a continuation of that. And the seventh year of Medic 192, we spent $30,000, $31,000.
Yes. Check that too.
And if you look on those back sheets, Mr. Cook, there's year-by-year maintenance and more detail about where we spent the money. Anyway, moving forward, I think we've talked a lot about it. I know it's a very important subject to everybody.
I think it's pretty simple. I mean, we've put more money into it than what we'll ever receive out of it. It's at 200,000 miles.
Well, you need to have an open mind. You're closed mind right now. You want to buy it.
It's not I want to buy. We have to. We have to have...
The city of Columbus, I called their fleet management. They have 15 medics of 2009, and they're all over 200,000 miles.
Their backups?
That's their main lines.
Frontline trucks?
Yep. 15 of them. So that's probably, I'm guessing, maybe a third of their full fleet.
I can see them being backups.
No, this guy says that's what they use. They're over 200,000 miles.
They use that for their special.
Is this a mechanic?
I talked to fleet management. They say that cost effective, they don't feel that every time they get a medic at 100,000 miles or 120, 130, it's feasibly to buy a new medic. They're running 200,000 miles or more.
Right.
And if you use a 10% figure, a $250,000 for a medic, you got $30,000 in repairs. You own a car that's $25,000, and if you drive it over there and repair it for $300, using a 10% figure, are they going to tell you, I'm not going to repair that car because the $300 is worth more than the car is worth?
Cars and ambulances can't be
compared. Well, for starters.
I'm just saying.
On the figures.
If you call Columbus Fleet Maintenance and everything, they have full-fledged maintenance.
You're right, they do.
They're just like Roadway Express used to do in the trucking business. They would take 15-year trucks and baby them and work on them all the time and always kept the money. Now, we don't have the luxury of having maintenance people. So when we're spending $10,000 to $20,000 per year on a vehicle, then it's just not even good common sense. I mean, it's not like we have a fleet. Not right. Only that, if you take
the math, just doesn't
like
work out.
Columbus has, there is no way that Columbus's vehicles, as many as they have, are going to get the wear and tear that we do. For the simple fact, they're not out as much as our one or two vehicles. They just absolutely are not.
When you take the numbers and you look at, you have $50,000 in 1 year in repairs at something at that age. You put $50,000 into a medic that you luckily would be able to get $6,000 out of. You could be driving a brand new medic for $28,000 a year with bumper-to-bumper coverage. The only thing that you're going to pay for is, as you did in the other one, $200 in oil changes a year. So when you look at it from the math point of view and the safety of having a patient going to a hospital and the potential of a medic breaking down, it makes no sense but to replace that.
Only that, residents of the township voters voted, and they expect a new medic or something out of it. And that's just the bottom line on it. And
Medic over sitting over there right now is just as reliable as the one over 192.
Yeah. Well,
they get good maintenance. You can't say Columbus maintains theirs better than ours.
Well, I guarantee
because
they do.
We don't.
They rotate them constantly.
Because they got over 200,000 miles.
That's 2010 medic. It's not going away. We got to have a good backup truck.
Yeah.
Because the 2010 has got to be a backup for another 5 more years before we replace medic 192. We're actually replacing a 2005 medic with 130,000 miles on it. That's our backup right now.
Yep.
So we're not replacing medic 192. We're just moving it from frontline to backup.
Exactly. And you've got to have, if you're going to keep two medics on the road, you've got literally to have three, because you're going to have downtime and maintenance and
you
things like that.
You need a solid backup.
Yeah.
I just think we take it to a vote and not argue.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
I'd like to make
a
motion.
It's got to be a resolution.
And we've been
you're
working.
Money.
I'm sorry?
We're spending money. It's got to be
we've
a resolution.
We've been working.
I just, a motion, right?
We're working possibly.
Resolution.
John, I'm talking. We're possibly working with a grant through the casino to maybe pay for a medic.
Absolutely.
And this may happen. It's a pretty good chance that the odds are unfavorable that it's going to pay for it. I would like to wait to see if we get the grant to buy the new medic.
Well,
regardless, my opinion as the fire chief, we need to move forward and we get the grant money in between the way between now and 7 months from now, why don't you just use that for financing?
Yep.
So I'd like to make a resolution that we move forward with the chief's recommendation to order a new medic from Horton.
Purchase. A new MEDI medic from Horton.
H-O-R-T-N.
Horton. Okay, is there a cost?
The price,
100. $218,000.
Okay. I need a second, please.
A second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I got.
I've got something for you, Chief. In lieu of this week, with the what we've seen with almost losing our domain name and et cetera, I want to talk about bringing any of the anything that we have through our departments and look at that we don't have someone that can hold us hostage, phones, emails, and et cetera. One of the things that I want to do is make you a custodian over admin. And then if you appoint someone that works on that, we have all passwords, et cetera. When we have Rogers come into work, we give him a password that will work for that day, and then we can change it. But I don't believe that we should ever allow any of that to go out of house.
I see where you're coming from. We were so intertwined with Keitel. As you see, we're still intertwined with
Keitel,
and they got us by the
short hairs,
and it aggravates me. I had talked with Scott, and he just made, I believe there's four of us admin users, but he's still an admin user. He has all the passwords.
Right, but I want to switch that.
Okay.
To you're the admin and he's an admin user. There's no need for him to have to be an admin. If he got in a car accident tonight and was in a coma, there's no one else that has the codes to the nukes. You know, I mean, it's...
He remotes in a lot and fixes stuff
too. Right, but we would need to know when that's done and et cetera, just like you said with Keitel. In today, there is no reason that he needs to be the admin. If he needs to log in and do something, he can arrange it with you and get the code to be able to log in. We can change it as needed. It's better for him to need it from us than us need it from him.
I'll work with my IT guy on that.
So what I'd like to do is make a resolution that we make our fire chief admin over all of our electronics. What are you going to call that?
It just needs to be a motion.
A motion? I'd like to make a motion that we have our fire chief be the admin for our communications.
What about Melissa?
I think you need two people.
Yeah. Well, we can have both of them. I agree. We'd have Melissa. Yeah.
Melissa.
Well, how about his IT guy there?
Well, that would delegate to him.
He would delegate to him.
Right.
Because what happens if that IT guy gets in a car accident tonight and we can, hey, wake up, come out of this coma, we need the passwords.
Admin.
There's nothing we can do.
Paul. Computer. Okay.
And don't give names, it's position.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Assistant.
Not give a specific name.
Administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm. And then chief.
Correct.
Fire.
Is there anything else within our departments, including fire, that I'm not aware of that we rely on someone else and basically they could hold us, or is this pretty much it?
I think we finally are getting this computer stuff under control.
And then how about, are we still working to get the domain name over to GoDaddy so then we own it?
We have a year now, but yeah. And I also talked to the Republic, whoever's holding it now. When it does transfer over, the money we put towards that
will go for that.
But
we will be getting that. I mean, we are working forward to be able to own the domain name under, not someone else that is an admin owning it.
Absolutely. I'm waiting on
Keitel to get it. So we don't ever get into a situation like that again. What would that be? An alert that?
Right. We would get the alert. We get the bill.
Okay.
So we don't wait on someone else, because really, someone else really owns it.
Right.
And it's just in our name. But we need to flip it so that we own that name.
Exactly.
And we get billed for that.
Well, I don't want to get caught in a mess like that other deal was.
Right. Well, luckily, we headed that off.
Yeah.
The domain. Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions?
I need a second for that motion.
Do you know what the motion was?
For the chief to...
A motion to have the assistant administrator and fire chief...
Okay.
To be admin to all computers.
Okay. I'll second that.
Oh, Don did. Okay. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Any questions for the fire chief?
Thank you.
Okay.
Questions from the audience?
Well, I've got, before we get to there, we still got to go through Ralph, me, you.
Okay.
Okay, John, do you have anything?
The only other thing I want to bring to the board's attention that I was asked about an email that I'm not sure I want to get clarification if one of us was giving the okay or requesting that the messenger not be dropped off here nor on.
That's been taken care of.
So we're still continuing to get that.
Somebody was using my name because a messenger called me, and somebody used my name that they wanted all the messengers stopped from being dropped off on Climb Road and stopped from being dropped off here, and they were going to file suit and all kind of stuff. And I said, you didn't get it from me.
Okay, so that makes sense.
That's taken care of.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
That's all I... questions.
Well, don't forget Juanita Kaufman Awards, July the 16th is the final date that they have to be turned in.
That's all you have. The spring cleanup day, 29th of April, 9 to 12. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
Any
questions from the audience?
I have one question. Are they taking paint cans with paint in it?
No. Nobody said anything about that, but the best thing to do with a paint can is just open the lid.
Let the paint harden.
And let it get hard.
And then put kitty litter
in it, you put sawdust in it, or just let it harden.
Okay, thank you.
What about batteries?
Throw away and rake the trash.
Are they taking like car batteries?
No.
I usually have yay much left.
Where at?
Advance?
Okay, thank you.
Basically, it's just going to be
Robin.
Tires and meds this time, Lisa.
Any questions from the audience?
I do,
Robin.
As soon as Ralph's done talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. John, I have made you aware of that address at 3523 Brookside, where they extended out that yard into 3510
correct,
over.
Correct. And I got with,
Have you talked to somebody about that?
Yes.
Because they've now put in a soccer field. In that extended yard.
Okay, so when Melissa gets back, the only thing that we can do there is go to the county and continue.
Yeah, because it looks like the person that owns 3523 did not buy 3510, but the names are very similar. Like it's on, you know, Gonzales and Josue, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Very close relatives, brothers, sisters. But you've now taken a fencing and put it into another parcel.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be like me taking my fence and putting it over my neighbor's yard.
But as long as it's on private property.
So I could move my fence into my neighbor's yard.
I'm just saying, if you encroach on your neighbor's yard, that's your neighbor has to talk to you. The township cannot interfere.
What has happened, I went and talked to him. He never got a permit to put any of the fencing up or do any of the...
If it's fencing... And he tries to put a soccer field, that may be able to come under zoning, but it depends on the soccer field he's putting in. But I'm just saying, if he encroaches on the neighbor's yard, that's between the two of them.
Right. Well, technically, he's right. What I would do is I'd get in touch with zoning.
Yeah, because I'm just curious, because I just think that it's very odd, because they put this fence literally up within feet of the property.
Right. And like I say, now that's under zoning. If this fence wasn't put up with a permit and all that, that comes under zoning. And if they put an actual soccer field, it depends on if it's just for the kids there to play on.
I mean, it's permanently in the ground. I mean,
but it may not... but it may not have to be a zoning thing. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you can go put a soccer field in your side yard.
You could file a civil case against
I'm
that
not
neighbor.
Put my neighbor
well, no,
money.
But I'm just saying, if you want to put a soccer field in your yard, you could probably. It's when you go over to the other yard.
I mean, that's where my
question comes between the actual owner of that property, and then the fence was going to come under zoning.
Yeah, because that's my concern is they're building these permanent, like the volleyball thing, right. It's permanent, it's concrete in the ground. They're doing the same thing with the soccer thing. They're building these permanent things that are concreted into the ground, and they're going to put nets on them, and then they're going to kick the ball back and forth. Okay. That's exactly what they're doing. They're building a recreational center right in our neighborhood.
I'll get with Melissa, and we'll go out there. And let her get with Paul Eberts and.
I don't even think you have to go out there.
I don't see Melissa having to go out there. Just call zoning department.
Zoning takes care of it.
Call zoning department and turn it over to him.
As long as he's doing the right thing, I don't care. But it's when the concerns of not doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, nobody really has to go out there. Right. Just have Eberts go out and check. Right. You know, and
that's fine too.
Do you have to have permits to build garages and things?
Yes.
Sure you do.
Because there's a bunch of new garages that popped
up
in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you go about
that? Goes through the county building department.
And they pop up over a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you get all of them coming.
Get Paul Eberts and you know, make the report on it and so on and so forth. And
Melissa has, there's some contacts on the internet that you can turn complaints in there, I think.
Yeah, she gave me that, but I wasn't sure about garages, so I wasn't going to put a complaint in that wasn't valid.
No, anything that you build.
Well, anything.
You have to put a deck up, you have to get a permit.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. So I was just curious because some fairly large garages have been popping up over weekends.
Right.
And I was just curious. It's not like a little self-fabbed little shed you put in your backyard. I mean, these are big garages that they're shingling.
You got to get a permit.
Right. There's even some in there that's been done like that up on blocks.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's a new one.
Anything else? Okay. If you want to talk to the board, I'm not going to adjourn. Because we can't sit here and discuss township business.
Yeah, I can talk about this briefly.
Pull chair up.
When Bill Huffman was approached by the development department, who is, I can't think of the guy's name, Winnett, I think it is. He is second in command to Shoney, and Mike Shattuck is third in command, okay? The question came up is how do we get Broad Street cleaned up, the medians, because we know who the complainers are, Don and I know, it's the same people, you know who they are. The question was, what do you guys need to get it done? And I said, well, we need somebody to tell us what they want us to do, because technically speaking...
Hold up just a second, I couldn't hear you very well. Okay. You said what now?
Yeah, I needed to know what their expectations are, okay? And then, of course, we've had discussions with you guys regarding specifically what you want to do. Don's opinion is that we need to reseed them and just so we can mow, because there's nothing but weeds out there right now and annual grass.
Whatever happened with the flowers? Are any of them
There's
back
a few
up?
Daylilies there. I thought if they could be saved, we could stick them across the road. Yeah, stick them over there in those other plantings, you know, along the side. Mike Shattuck got back with me and he said, I'm going to leave it up to your opinion what you think needs to be done to put it in a position where you can maintain it. And I said, well, that's a broad area. He said, well, talk about bringing it back to a point where you can maintain it and talk about maintaining it after you bring it back.
And see, that's the thing. If you put flowers in there, you're talking about a whole lot more money to maintain mulch, weeds, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they're not talking about anything for money for beautification.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you just grass and mow.
Yeah, well, they don't even want us to grass it. They want us to mow the weeds. Okay, that's basically it. In other words, they don't even want us to sprinkle any grass.
Right.
I told them there were some options. You know, there could be, as the state
did. They used herbicide last year, which knocked it down to some degree. It didn't work. They resprayed it again. But that's an ongoing thing. You're going to have to do that 3-4 times a year. Now, that is maybe the most economical way.
Right.
But what do you end up with?
Dirt. No.
You don't have any vegetation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other option, of course, is to, as Don suggested, is to go in like we did on Georgiaville and reseed those areas. And I went out there, and it settled in some places. So a lot of that excess dirt where it's crowned out in front of TJ's, you know, it's like that.
Right.
Makes it harder to mow. You're just mowing on a crown. Yeah, you're going to scalp it almost every time. So we can take some of that excess dirt and move it up towards the shopping center, you know, across from Block's buildings up there, so we can get rid of some of that dirt. I brought that up to Shattuck. He said, let's concentrate on what's there without making zero improvements other than just clean it up. So that's what I've done. I basically put together a proposal that is to clean up and edge and mulch those two long beds that are on the south side of the shopping center. There's still plants in there.
Yeah, you're saying one in front of Bob Evans? And
yeah, they look just like the ones that are kind of snake-looking, you know. Clean them up, just spray, you know, edge them and mulch them, and clean them up. Then any trees that are damaged that need to be repaired that are, you know how much better if you see the trees out with feeding them, the difference. You see how the flowers are out on them this year. So, you know, monitor the trees. They only want 16 cuttings a year. That's all they'll pay for.
16 a year.
16 a year. Schedule them however you want.
That's going to be at least every other one or one. Every other month.
Yeah, I'd say a few times a month.
Yeah.
That's what it figures out to about. You got about 8 months in the season. You might have to mow it with, you know, with the rain we're having right now. You might have to mow it three times in 1 month.
Right. And I think most of your contracts.
So let me ask you this. What if we have an area, a time that's dry and we don't mow as much? Can we carry that? Can we still charge them and carry that money over for the ones that we?
I don't know. That's a good question. You bring up a good question. I don't know.
That one over there.
Usually these mowing contracts are for a lump sum. We expect that mowed. You're not going to get paid for more than 16 mowings.
Right. So if they pay us for 16 and they're going to do 16.
If we mow six times or 60, we still get the same amount.
Well, then that's, but what I'm getting at, that's fine because we just carry that over.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's worth discussing. But anyway, what I came up with is the whole package for the first year, roughly $39,000 to take care of that for a whole year. Now, that includes picking the trash. Oh, that's another thing. Trash has to be picked on both sides and the median every week. They want once a week.
Who are they? Who are we talking about they?
The state of Ohio. That's what their requirement is, okay?
Is that these guys you were talking about, the state guys?
Yeah, it's Don Rossifer.
Now, why aren't they doing it now, then? Why, if they require it, why are they not doing it?
That's a good question. We ask the same question. The question is
do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, pretty much, without getting nasty, you know. I think the thing is they don't have much money either, to be honest with you. I don't think they can send guys out that are getting $27 an hour.
I think I talked to that guy the other day who went out to lunch. I seen him. I didn't know. I can't remember his name. He's kind of a shortish guy, kind of a baldish. I talked to him.
He's a good guy, but you know, they all play the same thing. And you guys here got the same problem. It's all about
because I point out because I point. We was talking about the poles being down, and he just replaced one, and there's two more down. And I talked to him about
two now laying out there.
I talked to him about the walk,
which means they got to be taken up or put it somewhere else.
Well, we was looking at another one's got the base, the cement's all broken out.
I was out there, I was measuring and looking at the whole site and getting right down to it. But the bottom line is, like I said, for the first year to get it back and keep it for 1 year, be $39,000. And it didn't seem to faze them. Shattuck said, are you sure that's enough? I said, it is this time, but if, you know, improvements were made down the, you know, line, we found some money to, just at the intersections, right, like Don and I talked about doing something with, you know, like they have in Hilliard, just right at the, just something, you know, at the intersections.
Right.
The rest all grass.
thing, which is the way it should be. So that was, I'll tell you, Prairie's in for a big shock out.
They've got a landscaper. They're paying to do it.
Don't matter. All that grass, those grasses they put
it's
in.
It's still going to cost them.
Every one of them
is dead. They were dead when they put them in. It's still going to cost them a lot of money.
They hooked them. Greenscape's hooked.
Right.
But we won't get into that. But
I don't know if I'd ever put that wild grass out there on the road, man.
They're going to have the same problems, you guys. I don't care. It's like they went out and remulched them. They blew
and
the
do
mulch.
You realize this is all being...
Yeah, I know, but they blew the mulch out there. And then they came in and strawed it.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And covered all their mulch with
covered
straw.
With straw.
It was unbelievable.
Why would you cover the mulch with straw?
Because the wind blew.
Oh, right.
There was no tacking on the straw, it just blew.
Gotcha.
So here's this beautiful mulch there. It's now all straw.
Right.
You saw it, and they got it built way up like this.
Yeah. And to me, when you get heavy rains, that mulch is all going to
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I said it's all in the gutter.
It could be in the street.
Yeah, I think that's that grass that will roll.
Well, you know, here's the sad part.
Or whatever.
The section on West Broad Street, and I got the plants, and they want to argue about there's no pipe in the middle. Stevens and I both know there's a conduit running through the middle of it. I got the plans, and it shows it going right.
Well, there's electric conduit down
the signals.
Middle.
All the signals. It goes right down the middle.
Right.
And it's at about 27 inches. So you're not going to plant any trees or anything like that because they got to have access to this stuff. So what you're going to do is put grass in, like you guys have been saying. That's what you got to do.
That grass is going to end up being a safety hazard. You can't see the traffic going this way or that.
So
that's going
to
be...
So that's where we're at. $39,000.
Well, this is a proposal to you.
Right.
And you got to deal with them. For that, but here's the way I understand it. I said, look, are you giving money for us to the township? They said, no, you're proposing this to the township. We will talk to the township about you guys administering the money. They're going to give you money, and the way he posed it to me is it's going to be in lieu of future JED monies that you'll be receiving that aren't in the till. But okay.
I don't know why we just can't fast track this and then it'd be done. Then we can put the monies towards that.
Well, I agree with you. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't make the rules.
I know, but I'm thinking in my head that if the city's wanting to see this done and they want to do this, fast track this in real quick. Because, I mean, everything's turned in for the JED. All they got to do is sign off. We're guaranteed the JED through the deal with the casino.
I think they know that.
Right, so just fast track it and sign off on it.
Well, as I understand, you guys are going to be meeting with them, so that's going to be discussed. We're just your humble servants, you know.
But I'm just saying if what I'm trying to do, I'm looking for another card in the deck saying, well, rather than advance us, let's just get this deal done and you won't have to advance us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold this up.
It's not
because
coming.
I want to get it done and get it moving. But potentially...
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I talked to Mike Shattuck, and he's very optimistic about this. But he's a naturally optimistic guy, I'll tell you that. He worked in Arlington for a long time. You know, and they have always done things differently there. But I think it'll happen. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to go through another year and not have some direction. Now, this has to be approved by the state, you know, before I even give it to you. Sean Rossford's got to say, okay, go ahead and do this.
Right.
All right. Now I can give it to you, and you'll have a proposal. And then I can say to Mike Shattuck, well, township has a proposal, and so when you meet with them, you'll know what it's going to cost this year. And that's it. That's all I can do. But that is the process. This is what we're going to have to do, and this is how we're going to have to do it. And I'm hoping that we can get Jim Stevens and Rossford and myself to find out exactly the mechanics and the timing that the state sees this happening, okay? Includes the polls and all the other stuff, because all that's got to be discussed.
Right.
Because, as you said, the agreement that you originally didn't sign, so you have no liability on that, because you didn't sign it.
Right.
It fell through the cracks.
Sure.
But the point is, there's a good and a bad to that. The good is you have no liability right now. Nobody can push the button. But by the same token, I think you guys would like to have the responsibility of saying, yeah, the Franklin Township, you know,
we do a good job, you know, that kind of thing. So, but you can't do it for nothing.
Right.
Now, the other side of it, I talked to Hember Sinopoli, and he says that we can apply for part of that money for
West Side
the youth.
Coalition.
Yeah, for both. We'll do both at the same time. We'll do both Georgesville and
West Broad Street
in one application. Okay, that way we get more bang for our buck rather than two separate grants for two different streets.
Yeah, now how far south on Georgesville does that go?
Goes right to the end of the railroad tracks right there. Isn't that about it?
No.
Right there at the tracks?
It stops before there, the island. The island stops.
Well, the islands, yeah, but I'm talking about the right-of-way.
The side streets.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, the sidewalks, yeah. Everything goes down to the...
On the other side, other business, that ditch you're talking about in there, I am with you guys 100%. In fact, I had it on my list of things to do. That's horrid out there.
Yeah.
Those West Side Runner guys did what they could. They cleaned. You should see the stuff they pulled out of there. I mean, it's really something. I know I hauled it away, and it was. They did, but you can't get in there. I mean, there's so much vegetation in there. You got to go in and cut all that vegetation out.
Well, and the railroad needs to go in with a car with a bucket on it. They can dig it out themselves.
Have to go in with one of those brush chippers. That vegetation's so thick in there. You can't even get in there to pick the trash.
That's what he promised he would do.
Yeah, well, you got to know Mr. Felix.
Yeah.
He's
so is
nice
there anything
guy.
Else to this? I don't mean to cut you short, but it is getting on 9 o'clock.
No, this is it. I just wanted to inform you that this is the process that I've been given.
Okay.
So you're aware of it now. And once we meet with Rosseford and they approve this, you'll get it. And then it's up to you to do what you do with the city. And I mean, Shattuck said he's all for working with you. So.
Well, when I met with him, I tried to talk to him, but I don't think Mike has that much authority. Mike will talk to you and tell you all kind of stuff that he's for you to do, but when he has to go back and get the approval from those people.
Well, he's been pretty good with us. I really can't speak that he hasn't been.
Well, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying he can't give you
a final answer.
No, he has to go back.
No,
there
the final answer, really, if you want to know the truth, the city council.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all the ordinances and resolutions.
Absolutely.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So, but that's it. And so.
That's the bottom line.
But I thank you for your concern about the other thing because I do agree. I'm just like you. I err on the side of caution. And if there's anything in there that
fix it now. Don't go in there.
Because
do it and then try to fix it.
I agree. I'm the same way. So.
I set it
okay.
Aside.
Gentlemen, thank you. You can adjourn.
I can go up.
Okay.
Brown?
Yeah, take care. Good seeing you.
No other business. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I need a second, please.
A second. Yes.
John? Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.